If you've ever tried to understand or to explain the Blessed Trinity, you know how difficult it is and how kind of convoluted the words can come. It's like you're in a swirl. Jesus, in this passage, is trying to explain to us the relationship between the Father and the Son. Yesterday's gospel, if you were at Mass, or the passage that follows just before this one from John chapter 5, Jesus healed the crippled man on the Sabbath. Because he broke the Sabbath rules, the Jews were trying to kill him. Because work on the Sabbath was forbidden. The only work God did on Sabbath was life, because people were born on the Sabbath, and judgment, because people died on the Sabbath. Those two works were allowed for God to do only. Nothing else was able to be done. And this is what Jesus is saying, that by healing on the Sabbath, he's giving life. And the word in Greek that he uses is not biology, that type of biological life, but true spiritual life. So when he says that those who hear my words and believe go from death to life, it's a spiritual life. That spiritual life that was lost in the garden in the sin of Adam and Eve. When God said, you will surely die, that you will surely lose that spiritual life. You will surely lose sanctifying grace. It's belief in Jesus that restores us to that life. It's the very same life that the Father and the Son share. Trying to explain that is what gets us all confusing and convoluted. That the Father shows everything to his Son. The Son does nothing except what he sees the Father doing. Jesus is telling us just how intimate, how connected the Father and the Son truly are. And it's in that intimate connection that we are invited into, that through a life of grace, that we get to share that very same divine life that the Father and the Son share. From the beginning of time, they shared that life. Jesus allows us to enter into that life. And we enter into that life through the forgiveness of our sins. And that's what the opening prayer was about. That he grants pardon to sinners. And that may the admission of our guilt bring us to that life. The admission of our sins opens the doorway for us. Because that's who our God is. The God who is merciful and just, who forgives. And that's what the responsorial song was all about. Because in this season of Lent, as we continue to hear about sin and repentance and condemnation, it can be kind of heavy. Unless we look at the Father for who he truly is, the Father of life, the Father who will never forget his children, even if the mother forgets, God will not forget us. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, good to all, compassionate towards all his work. He is faithful and holy. He lifts up all who are falling and raises all who are bowed down. When we are falling in our sin, when we are bowed down in repentance, the Lord lifts us up and restores us to that divine life, which was ours in the garden and was lost through sin. This kind of confusing passage from the Gospel of John is opening to us the heart of the Father, the heart that is nothing but pure love. In light of that love, let us examine ourselves in these last few days and weeks of this Lenten season. Let us bow down in humility as we ask for pardon for our sins, trusting that our God, our Father, is gracious and merciful, that he died to set us free. And if we say yes to this invitation, we will be amazed when we go from death to life. Amen.